Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome in, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is the John Chuckery Show. Coming to you live here on a Dynamite Hump Day Wednesday. Hanging out with you as always for the full four. Asking you to download the Radio.com app because, well, when you're not spending as much time in your car, and we know you want to listen to the radio station, no better way to do it than on the Radio.com app. Take that so you can always listen to us. Put it on your device. You've got your smartphone. You've got your tablet. You've got your smart speakers. You've got your Laserdisc. You've got your Commodore 64, your Xbox, your Intellivision, your Game Boy, whatever you got for a device, just download it onto that. That way you can always catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the platforms available to you there. As always, the best way to be a part of our show, do it through our personal Twitter handles. Reach myself, that would be at JMCH316, at JMCH316. Of course, that is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Jarvis, I think we're going to have a reminder of that coming up at the top of the hour. Anybody see Stanford? Anyway, we'll get to that later on. Sorry. Just was thinking about how I was right and remembering a Twitter argument that I'm going to remind everybody of that I had with a guy. But anyway, he's back in Midtown producing the show, hanging out behind the glass, staying safe, masked up, gloved up. Jarvis in the building at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. Busy show for you this evening. Lots to get into. Our friend of the show from CBS 46, Alicia Roberts, will join us at 8:20. We'll talk to her about the latest goings on. As Atlanta today, Mayor Bottoms announced that face masks will be required in the city of Atlanta, joining several other communities. Athens has done it. Savannah has done it. So we're getting more and more of the local mayors that are putting into effect a required mask wearing. That should go over well. There'll be no opposition to that. I mean, everything will just go swimmingly with all of that. So we'll talk to her a little bit later on. Also, a little bit later on this evening, too, coming up at 9 o'clock, it's our buddy Bill Bender, National College Football writer for Sporting News. He's got a new article out, by the way, too, that I would encourage you to read, talking about the Ivy League and the ramifications and will this trickle down and all that. So lots to get into with him about the world of college football as, you know, we're still trying to figure out exactly how this is all going to go. And, you know, certainly in the next couple of weeks, we should have a pretty good handle on, okay, either we're going to have a season on time or we're not, or what's going to happen with all that. We're going to have college football. There's not going to be any ifs, ands, or buts, despite what Kirk Herbstreit wants to tell you. We're going to have college football. And you're seeing the ramifications of why you better have it. Because if you think what happened at Stanford today was a bloodbath, wait till you see what happens, you know, to your beloved university. Whatever your quote-unquote beloved university is, wait until you see what starts happening. And don't worry, a lot of these programs are not done yet. They're not done yet. So if the program that is award-winning every year, nationally recognized as the best collegiate athletic program in America, is leading the way on this, you don't think it can't come to your school, huh? Okay. Keep telling yourself that when Chuckery was telling you this 3 months ago. Anyway, am I fired up already? Okay. Couple things that we want to get into here with you at the very start. So even though it seems like every, like, 3 months, ESPN Radio decides to change up their format and do something different, one of the last vestiges of their long-term broadcast team for ESPN Radio, Mike Golic, is going to be leaving ESPN Radio. Now, 3 years ago, you know, when it was Mike and Mike, Mike Greenberg and Mike Golic, they broke them up, and of course, Trey Wingo comes in, and that really did not do well. That was not a ratings boom. So, Mike Golic is going to move on. And their ratings have not been good as of late. But think about how long Mike Golic, I was trying to see exactly how many years he's been with the radio show on there. But I think it's like two decades that they've had that he's been a part of their radio show. And so at the end of this month, Golic and Wingo will cease to exist and no longer be around. I was trying to see, 20 years that he's been on ESPN Radio. And listen, say what you will about whether or not you like Mike Golic or this, that, and the other. To last in the business, in this industry, for that long, and for him to have that kind of format and platform for that long, says a lot. You know, do I think Mike Golic's great? You know, is he great on radio? No. But I mean, listen, he's certainly not the worst that I've heard. And, you know, it is what it is, and he fits in the ESPN mold. But reality is that to last that long, even on a network that is constantly looking for the next big thing, the next it thing, the next, you know, hot thing, to have lasted as long as he is does say something about him. It does say something about, and listen, I don't know that I've seen anybody say a bad word about Mike Golic. I literally don't know that I saw today anybody say anything negative about the guy. Of course, now the Golic family is from Northeast Ohio. They went to Cleveland St. Joe's High School, but, you know, I'm not partial or anything like that. His brother Bob, of course, you know, who played at Notre Dame. You know, his brother Bob was on that team with Rudy at Notre Dame, right? You guys know that story? And when they talk about when they asked him about carrying Rudy off the field, Bob Golic said that was just the most ridiculous thing he'd ever seen in his entire life or whatever like that. But the Golic brothers were from Northeast Ohio. They went to Cleveland St. Joe's High School, same high school that Clark Kellogg went to as well. Herb Williams, the other NBA player that went to that school. When those guys went, though, that was an all-boys school. There were no girls. When Clark Kellogg went to that school, there was no girls there. It was an all-boys school when he went there. But you do have to give him credit for the staying power and for how long he was able to be in an industry that's always looking to knock you off, always looking for a reason to replace you, always looking for the next hot thing, always looking to capitalize on whatever, you know, is the next trend or whatever like that. You know, you got to give the guy credit for having stayed around for 20 years doing this on a major platform in a major spot. Look, Morning Drive, ESPN Radio. I mean, that's a coveted spot. You don't think that a lot of people wouldn't, like, salivate and lick their chops? Jarvis, I bet they had sponsors, right? I've heard those things. I looked up in a dictionary once. But congratulations to Mike Golic for a long one. Is this me taking shots at everybody all the way through? Just sniper firing all the way through tonight? Congratulations to him. It'll be a different feel and sound as at the end of the month that show go. And by the way, they've changed up their whole lineup. I think Dan Lebatard's got one less hour. I'll be honest with you, I've never really listened to the Dan Lebatard show. I I know lots of people love it, and a lot of people think it's their favorite show. I'll be honest with you, I've never really listened to it, never really gotten into it. But again, to each his own for all of that. Now, I see this story's back in the news, and we still just can't get an answer, okay? So we're back to the Braves are saying, we're not going to change the name, we're not changing up Braves, but we're back to, should we do the chop or not? What do we got to do to just get a decision one way or the other? This has become the biggest, it never should have become this big of a story in the history of Atlanta sports. Why is this thing still dragging on? Okay, the reality is you won't make anybody happy with whatever decision you make. Everybody happy with whatever decision you make. Whether you keep the chop, whether you get rid of the chop. There will be factions of people that don't agree with it either way. But you know what? Leadership is you make a decision, move on, and move forward. Not, we're going to not do it for a playoff game. We'll revisit it. Let's talk about it. Let's have a discussion. Can we get a focus? Now, let me say that. Let me change it. Let me get that in my Neil Bortz voice. We need to have a focus group. Okay? Can the Braves just make a decision one way or the other? Like, how long does this story have to drag out? Do they need help? Do they need to just call me in and I'll make a decision? Seriously. Why is this so hard one way or the other? Make your decision. Move on. Let everybody piss and moan on social media the way that they do about everything. You can't take a crap without somebody being offended by bodily movements nowadays. Okay? So take the beef one way or the other. You want to ban it? Ban it. You want to keep it? Keep it. But make a freaking decision already. This is so stupid. They said, we're not going to change name. Okay, what are you going to do about the chop so we can move on with our lives? And guess what? Even if you ban the chop, they're going to do it. So live with it. But make a decision. Honestly, like, this is ridiculous. How many times I have to read about, the Braves are internal reviews about the chop and all that. And I guess they're getting their focus group ready. It's ridiculous. I'm very clear about this. I don't care what your opinion is on the chop. I don't care. I don't care what you think, what you say. Make up your own mind. But the Braves need to decide one way or the other. You want it banned? Ban it. We'll live with the consequences. You want to keep it? Keep it. We'll live with the consequences and we'll move on. But you're not going to come up with a situation in something like this where everybody's happy. And that's one of the problems we have in society. Everybody wants to make everybody happy. You won't. You won't. You can't make everybody happy in today's world. It just doesn't work that way. Make the decision and move on. Please, can we? Call me. Do it, Jarvis. Do we have a hotline to Terry McGurk and everybody? Do I need to just set up a meeting with everybody and I'll hear both sides of the argument and I'll make a ruling as an arbitrator and we'll be done? And I'll stand up in front of everybody and I'll do the press conference and I'll make the damn announcement and I'll take the bullets one way or the other? And I'll drink a couple of beers, smash a couple of Steve Weisers, middle finger everybody and move on? Can we just do that? Well, we're reviewing it, Every day on my Twitter feed, I got 25 stories about, the Braves are looking at the chop again. How many times I got to look at it? What's changed about the chop in the last 50 years? Either go with it or don't. Jeez. All right, speaking of the Braves, as we inch closer to the season, Braves with their first scrimmage today, what could hold them back? We'll talk about that next. It is the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you on a Dynamite Wednesday. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you on a Dynamite Wednesday. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to leave us a comment there. Some people are already chiming in after the first segment. Feel free to leave us a comment about anything we've been talking about there as well. Social media at 929 The Game. Follow me at JMCH316, at JMCH316, and he's at JarvisD90. Of course, the radio.com app. Please don't forget that. Download that so that you always carry that with you and you listen to us when you're not in your vehicle. Quick, easy to do. No big deal. It doesn't take up a lot of space, right? You have to, like, clear out closet space on your phone and stuff like that they have, right? What do they got? They got, like, the cloudy things and stuff like that, and they got the spaces, and you can buy, like, the utility boxes to open up space or something. I don't know, whatever. Just get it downloaded on your phone or tablet or whatever today. So Braves today had their first scrimmage, if you will, inter-squad scrimmage, I guess, for lack of a better term, for it. You had the home Braves and the visiting Braves. I didn't see the final score, by the way. I didn't see what the final was in all of that. But obviously, moving toward the regular season, kicking things off on July 24th, where the Braves will be up in New York to take on the Mets, and five straight on the road, then coming home for their first home game after that, in the midst of a 20 straight game set to start the season off with. Now, we talked about the fact of, look, we all understand it's a weird season, short season, you know, lots of things can happen, you know, in that time. We also have talked about the fact that the Braves are one of the more talented teams in all of Major League Baseball. And when Freddie Freeman is healthy, they're top three with Acuna, Albies, and Freeman is as good as any three in Major League Baseball. Maybe it's the best. Maybe the Dodgers are better. I'll let you fight and argue about, just like you will the chop. You know, you can fight and argue about what you think is right or better or this, that, and the other. But certainly, they're right there in the mix of, that's three of the best, you know, hitters you could put together, you know, back to back to back in Major League Baseball. So no doubt the Braves, coming off two straight division titles, are going to be looked at as one of the favorites, you know, in the National League this year. Now, obviously, the Freddie Freeman situation is fluid. Does he start the year? Does he not start the year? We know Nick Markakis is out. Felix Hernandez is out. So there goes Snitker's game one starter for the playoffs. So I guess as long as Cole Hamels is healthy, we'll have a game one starter, right? Because we're not going to pitch our best guy. We're not going to do that. Come on now. Come on, guys. Don't be silly. We're not going to pitch our best pitcher. But anyway, so with all of that, okay, and we talked about the schedule, the fact that in September, you have a lot of bad baseball teams. The Red Sox won't be that good this year. If they are, it's a surprise, because nobody thinks the Red Sox are going to be good this year. You know, Chris Sale's already having his Tommy John surgery, right? That guy that was the MVP of the league 2 years ago, you know, he's not there, right? You know, David Price, remember him? He's not there, right? You all know that, right? Okay. So anyway, they're not expected to be very good. We know the Orioles are going to stink. We know the Marlins are going to stink. Well, that's most of the games that the Braves have to play in the month of September. So with all of that, and we've talked about the things that the Braves have that could make them the favorite, what could go wrong for the Braves? Or what are the things that will cost the Braves from potentially winning a third straight division title? Okay. Number one, your stars have to be stars. You have 60 games to get it done in the regular season. You have 37% of the season is it. And once that's over, you either go on to ESPN.com, look in the MLB standings, and you either have the needed amount of W's in that column or you don't. And for that, you need your stars to be stars. You can't afford to have Ronald Acuna come out and hit a .182 for the first 20 games of the year. Now, in a normal 162-game season, all guys are going to go through 2 or 3 week stretches where nothing goes right. Freddie Freeman had those stretches where he would strike out a lot, not make a lot of contact, not driving a lot of runs. It's the name of the game of baseball. Everybody adjusts. You adjust to the pitchers. They adjust to you, and it's a cat and mouse chess game. And you go back and forth. The great players, though, adjust more often successfully than the other side adjusts to them more successfully, right? But even Freddie Freeman and the top guys go through funks and lulls. Well, unfortunately, you can't afford to have Ozzie, Acuna, Freddie. You know, you can't afford to have those guys hit a buck 82 after 25 games. Or Ronald Acuna not find any home run power for the first 3 weeks of the season as he works himself in or this, that, and the other. You need your stars to come out and be stars. You don't need Freddie Freeman to come out and hit 439 the first 25 games. It's not a matter of that. But there's a reason why Freddie Freeman's one of the, I don't know, three best first basemen in all of Major League Baseball. There's a reason why Ronald Acuna Jr. is looked at as the best young star in all of Major League Baseball. That's what you need to have. You need to make sure that those guys get off. You know, if you get Ender off to a 168 start for the first 20 games, you can find ways to move him in and out. Because remember, you can't sit Ozzie, Ronald, Dansby, Freddie, assuming that he comes back. Let's just for now, let's speculate and say, okay, he's in the lineup day one, okay? Those guys can't sit, especially not for at least that first 20 games. And yeah, that's a long stretch, but it's not a long stretch. With all due respect, they've had time off. They've had the ability to get themselves ready. They're getting a few weeks to get themselves ready. You have to be ramped up, ready to go. You need your stars to be stars. That's number one. Number two is you got to make sure that this bullpen is every bit of what you paid for it. The Braves are paying for their bullpen. And when I say paying, I mean they're paying lots of dollars for their bullpen. Now, the guys that they have aren't playing for fish heads and rice. They're not playing for a bowl of duck soup. You got Melanson and Green and Will Smith. You got guys that are costing you some money. You need those guys because there's going to be a heavy reliance on your bullpen arms, especially at the start of the season, until you can work your starters into being able to get themselves ready to pitch 5, 6, 7 innings. And I don't know how long that's going to take. Maybe the young guys can do it quicker. I don't know. I would hope, I would think. Okay? I mean, that would be my wish, is that Soroka and Fried, sooner rather than later, are working themselves into 5, 6, 7 inning starts, you know, if they're rolling along and feeling comfortable. Because I'll say again, you don't want to overuse them early on in the season, but there's no reason to baby them either. You know, we get 40 games in, Soroka should be a 7-inning guy for you. There's no reason to worry about innings. There's no reason to worry about dead arm, fatigue, the strain of a long season, load management. Sorry, I ain't got time for all that stuff. If I'm trying to win a division and a pennant and a World Series, I got 60 games. I got 37%. That's it. That's all I got. I got to make hay out of all of it. So I need my stars to be stars, and I can't afford to have my bullpen not live up to what their value is. You can't afford to start the year again where you get a bunch of blown saves, where it's a blown game here and a blown game there. And I don't care what the reason is. I don't care it's because your high-priced pitchers didn't perform. I don't care it's because the manager's mismanaging the bullpen and Luke Jackson gets an opportunity to close and blows it. I don't care what the reasons are. But the Braves can't afford to get into that funk and that lull of they blow games with their bullpen. Because they put a lot of money in. They have a lot of, as we talked with Gabe last night, quote-unquote depth at that position, to where they've got to make sure that they get the maximum amount out of those guys. And the other thing is, your two young stud pitchers aren't young stud pitchers this year. You know, we've been wondering who's going to be that next ace of the staff. Well, you know, Mike Soroka looks like a guy who's got ace stuff. And by the way, he pitched like an ace last year. Now, nobody told the manager that, you know, starting the playoffs. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're not bitter and we're not looking back or anything like that. But you're two young guys. If you're two young guys, because there are lots of questions about what is Mike Fultonevich now at this point? What is Cole Hamels? Is Sean Newcomb even a starter? Is one of these other young guys, the Bryce Wilsons or whoever of the world, what's their role going to be? Are they going to fit in as a starter? You know, if the two guys that combined for 30 wins last year don't continue that progression upward, there aren't a lot of great answers back behind those two guys. And who knows what if, when, maybe, sort of, I don't know, hopefully, what, you know, are we going to get out of a Cole Hamels? If I said right now, you know, put your mortgage up that Cole Hamels is going to be effective, you willing to do it? You willing to put your house up and say, okay, if he's effective, you keep your house. If he's not, if he's effective, we'll pay your mortgage for the next year. If he's not, you lose your house. You willing to roll that kind of dice? You feel that good about it? Because you don't have a lot of answers once you get past Fried. And again, Mike Fultonevich could be the biggest wild card in the National League. What if he's that guy in the first half of the year, a couple of years ago when he went to the All-Star game? What if he's a guy that in those 60 games wins 10 or 11 games, a 2.6 ERA, strikes out everybody? Imagine how good the Braves could be. All right, when we get back, does PT have a little bit of Yosef or Vila in him? We'll talk about that next. It is the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out, Dynamite Wednesday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and on the radio.com app. Radio 92.9 The Game. Back out of here on the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you. Top of the hour, we'll start to watch some AE Dynamite. The second night or second week of the Fighter Fest tournament that's going on, that they got all the stuff going on. Kind of like their, I don't know, I mean, is this like their Clash of the Champions, their broadcast sort of pay-per-view type of deal? I forget what the whole Fighter Fest thing is, but it'll be on tonight at 8, so we'll be watching. We'll be checking it all out. 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We ask you to leave us a comment, be a part of the show through that. Download your radio.com app to make sure that you catch us on the go. And, of course, you know, follow us on social media at 929TheGame. Myself, it's at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. Don't forget, coming up, too, we'll talk to friend of the show, Alicia Roberts, will join us. Bill Bender's going to join us as well, coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. So still lots to get into with you here on this hump day Wednesday. So obviously coming up this Saturday, we get Atlanta United action as MLS kicks off today. MLS action kicking off today. The MLS is back tournament kicking off today. Atlanta United will take on the Red Bulls coming up on Saturday. Don't forget, we are your home of Atlanta United. So all the action right here on Sports Radio 910 The Game with, of course, our broadcast team of Jason Longshore and Mike Connie. They'll have the call for you and all the pre, post, and in-game action for you. You know, obviously, Atlanta United, a lot of changes this year and, you know, got a chance to get their feet wet a little bit to start the season off with. Obviously, a very quick end to where the season was and things like that, but at least getting a little bit. Lots of new faces to adjust to. Of course, the big news is as far as this team goes is that there's no Yosef Martinez to play the rest of the way. Now, going into the season, you know, we talked about with Jason Longshore, you know, even before the pandemic and things like that, that it felt like this could be the year that PT Martinez breaks out. Now, of course, we know PT, you know, the South American Player of the Year, the Argentinian Player of the Year. We know the awards and the honors. And last year, of course, you know, a mixed bag for PT. And to be fair, lots of adjustments that you have to go through. You're living, you know, he's a young man. Imagine being his age and having his kind of money. Ugh. and fame and celebrity. And anyway, man, if I'd have had all that back in like 1997 down in Buckhead. Anyway, but lots of adjustments. Living in a new country, you know, coming to a country where the language barrier is going to be different. New coaches, new players, new style. So many things, just even from a cultural fit. Forget the on-field action. Forget the action on the pitch. Just all of the things in his personal life that you have to go through and adjust to. You know, and PT struggled. You know, there were some issues, and there were things, you know, where he didn't always perform that well on field. Now, at the end, he ends up with 7 goals, you know, for the season. But certainly if we want Atlanta United to get where we hope that they can get to, and yes, it will be a big struggle and an uphill climb with no Yosef Martinez, you know, out there. But this is where they need PT to shine. And the question I think becomes is, does PT have some Yosef or some Carlos Vela in him, who, of course, was the MVP of MLS last year? Now, a lot of people point to those two guys because, you know, they had some success, you know, in other leagues, came to MLS. You know, Vela, in his first year in 2018 in MLS, ended up with 15 total goals on the season. But then last year skyrocketed to 38 goals overall. And I believe was the Golden Boot winner, right? And we know about Yosef's transformation from what he did his first year into his second year, that second year explosion. Now, I'm not asking PT Martinez to go from 7 goals to 38, 40 goals, some lofty aspiration. But can PT Martinez be a guy that he has his big second year jump? Maybe it's 7 to 20. Can he be that kind of guy? Because somebody's got to score on this team, right? Somebody's got to put the ball in the back of the net. Every match is not going to be 1-0. Too much talent, too many guys that want to get out and play and run and, you know, get up and down the field. Now, obviously, it will look and feel different without Yosef Martinez. And frankly, because of the way the season went, is not only did we not get a glimpse into what this transformed roster is really going to kind of look and feel like, we didn't get a real good sense of how this was all going to go, but we certainly didn't get any kind of real glimpse into how life without Yosef Martinez is going to look. Because for a team that has made its bones on scoring, yes, they've been a good defensive team. Over the last couple of years, at times they've been really good defensively, and they do have an upper-tier goaltender. So they do have those things going for them, and Frank DeBoer is going to make sure that they play, you know, really solid defense. And, of course, now everybody's had a full year last year in the system, or at least the returning guys have had that year, you know, in this system. But it's still a team that has guys that were brought in here to put the ball in the back of the net. And somebody's got to get those goals. This is where Atlanta United needs that PT Martinez jump. The way Carlos Vela jumped, the way Yosef Martinez jumped, where both of those guys in their second year took that big step forward to make themselves the MVP of MLS. Now, would I love to see PT Martinez be the MVP of MLS? Of course. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you at 7:47 on Wednesday, July 8th of 2020, that he's going to be the MVP of MLS. I'm not going to say and put that on him. But they do need him to be that star that they brought over. And you have to hope that, you know, all of the transitional things, you know, all of the things outside the world of soccer, you know, figuring out the culture, figuring out your bearings, figuring out the language, figuring out where you live, where the facilities are, your teammates, your coaches, the nuances of the day-to-day life of being in Atlanta, whatever it is. I mean, it may sound silly, but traffic. You know, learning to navigate traffic and things like that. Because we all know You know, listen, anytime you all have started a new job and you live in Dallas and you worked in Kennesaw, your job is gone, and now you have to go work in, you got to go work in Lilburn. All right? Well, I got to figure out a whole new way of how do I get over there? How long do I allow? How long do I allocate for? You know, there's a lot of things like that that you have to figure that we kind of take for granted in some ways, but take that on a bigger scale as well. So if PT has all of that behind him and those things are now in his rearview mirror and now we can focus solely on field, let's be great again. Let's get back to why they brought this guy in, the you know, Argentinian player of the year and the South American player of the year and, you know, all the awards and accolades and the praise and things like that. Because I think we're looking here for Atlanta United. We're looking for that next breakout star. You know, Miguel Almirón has moved on. Yosef Martínez is out. You know, we're looking for that next star because this has been a franchise built around its stars. Right? That's what this franchise has been. Star players within MLS. Not just, you know, all-star players, but MVP of the league. Runner-up MVP of the league. It's built around the star power. That's what Barco, that's what PT, that's what those guys are brought here for. To bring those next star. Now, how long they stay or whatever like that, I don't know. Can't worry about that. I just need, you know, as we just got done talking about the Braves, I need my stars to be stars. I need PT to be my next star. I need him to find that Yosef Martínez, Carlos Vela, that next gear up in your second year in MLS. Now, listen, 38, 40 goals, those are really lofty numbers. You know, that's, I'm not sure many guys, you know, even though we've seen it the last couple of years, you know, to ask for that. But is 20 goals too much? Is 20 goals realistic for PT Martínez? Can he be a 20-goal guy? Because the plan is that they're going to play basically most all of their season, right? I mean, save for, you know, obviously, you know, we're not going to have the Campeones Cup. You know, obviously, you know, the CONCACAF and all that is out, right? So there's some matches and things that they're not going to have, but they're going to play a full bore MLS schedule, right? So he's still going to get an opportunity to have plenty of chances, you know, in this. So let's watch and see, can he be that next guy that steps up? Because this is a franchise that's been built on star power. You know, even Guzan and, you know, I mean, there are guys that we look at that are like, okay, these are stars within, you know, MLS. These are guys that are top of the heap. Guzan, one of the best goaltenders in MLS. Almirón, you know, Yosef. You know, you brought PT and Barco over here to be that next wave of stars for this franchise. And PT's not necessarily, you know, is he going to be Miguel Almirón? I don't know. Probably not. But you need that guy that's that sniper. You need that guy that can be that scorer. Somebody's got to step up because they're not going to go out every week. You know, this is not a franchise that's been built on, hey, let's go out and win 1-0 and play four corners, Dean Smith, you know, ball and attack like that. And, you know, the old joke was the only person in the country who could hold Michael Jordan under 20 points was Dean Smith. It's not built around that. Even though they're going to play defense and play tougher and things like that, they're still a team that needs to get out and score. That's what they've built their – that's what this franchise has built its foundation around. Fair, unfair, like it or not, that's what they've built around. So, obviously, Saturday night, we'll get things going. We'll see what things look like. Everybody trying to get adjusted, you know, is life in the bubble and, you know, how things are going to work out down in Orlando for this, you know, MLS is back tournament. But – like I said last night, good to have one of the local teams back in action. Good to have one of our local own to be able to rally around and root for. And I think that's the biggest thing about, you know, not just sports getting back, not just, well, MMA is back and wrestling has stayed on and NASCAR is back and golf is back. That's all great. And everybody's got their fans within those particular sports that they root for. But our community and our city, this is our chance to root. Because there's no Atlanta Hawks, so that's done for this year. I don't care if they go to Chicago and play in some rinky-dink, you know, Joe Bag of Donuts tournament, up there, whatever like that. It's Atlanta United. It's the Atlanta Braves right now. That's where we get a chance to focus. And Atlanta United gets, you know, a chance because obviously the Braves are still a few weeks away. They get a chance to be the sole spotlight in this town. They get their opportunity to have the white hot spotlight laser focused on them. Nobody else is out there playing. And truthfully, until we get, you know, toward the end of the month, you know, and we get into NFL camp and we get into Braves baseball, you know, there's just no real competition. No collegiate competition, no nothing. They have the stage to themselves. Can they go down there and win? I don't know. They got a tough draw. New York, Columbus, you know, at least there's Cincinnati, you know, in their group, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a tough draw. But let's see if PT Martinez can be like a couple of these other guys and take that big next step forward in his second year. All right, coming up after the top of the hour, you know, I really do hate to say I told you so. I told you so. We'll get to all that next. It is John Chuckery Show. Hanging out Wednesday night, Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the radio.com app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.